Good morning, Southern California, and welcome. If you're food obsessed, you've come to the right place. Join us for the next 2 hours, and you won't go away hungry. One of the first American culinary icons, Julia Child, said, "People who love to eat are always the best people." We agree. Live from the AM 830 KLAA studios at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, the SoCal Restaurant Show is on the air.
And good morning, and welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. And the Halos won another one last night. They're up in Oakland. And a doubleheader today. So stay tuned after the SoCal Restaurant Show for the Angel pregame show with Terry Smith and Mark Langston. And let's keep that W streak going. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the SoCal Restaurant Show. Always happy to be here with you on Saturday mornings. My esteemed colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl, the CEO and founder of the Slapfish Restaurant Group, and also a few pizza lovers out there, particularly New Jersey-style pizza. He's got Big Parm in the mess hall in Tustin, and also the full-service Raw by Slapfish in Huntington Beach on Beach Boulevard, located adjacent to the original Fast Casual Slapfish, will be joining us a little later in the show with his usual Ask the Chef segment. And we've been having a lot of inquiries about where the additional money that is supposed to be going into the Restaurant Revitalization Fund from the feds, what is the status of that? Because there's something that has gone through the House of Representatives, but we're not sure where it is from there. So Chef Andrew obviously always has his finger on the pulse of that, and he will be giving us an update. Also, you know, congratulations and kudos to Chef Andrew. Thursday was his outstanding in the field dinner on the Huntington Beach Pier, serving sustainable seafood. And Chef Andrew was the lead chef with three other very distinguished chefs and also a pastry chef from Los Angeles that did this real spectacular. And we'll be chatting with Chef Andrew about the logistics of doing an outstanding in the field dinner, not this Saturday, but probably next Saturday. And just to paint the picture for you what this is one long table on the far end of the historic Huntington Beach Pier, down towards where the rotunda is. And it's what was one long table with 225 guests that were served with past appetizers, beverages, a wine paired with each course, and all of these incredible chef-created dishes that are done in a very primitive field kitchen that was also on the end of the Huntington Beach Pier. And keep in mind, there are no kitchen facilities there. So everything had to be brought in on a temporary basis, including all the plates, utensils, stemware. From a logistical point of view, outstanding in the field is an incredible achievement. And for those of you that might not be familiar with this, outstanding in the field is, gosh, over 20 years old now, and they do these remarkable dinners in these exotic locations all over the United States, and actually also now internationally too. And for those of you that are real foodies out there, it's not an inexpensive experience. Outstanding in the field is a 501c3 nonprofit, but just think of it from an operations and logistical point of view, creating chef-driven, gourmet, four-course meal in typically a primitive environment, because the name Outstanding in the Field does refer to their history. They actually started doing these dinners in farmers' fields. They've done them on the beach. They've done them on mountaintops. I mean, again, it's just in terms of what Jim Denovan, who is the artist and ringleader that Outstanding in the Field is his creation, it is a real achievement and, again, a very, very special experience. And I feel thrilled that I was able to be part of all of this. Also, what's really fun, and we'll talk to Chef Andrew about this in the coming weeks, is the guests that are there, because you're seated at one long table. It's no reserved seats. So you meet people. And of course, food is a common element that brings people together, as I always like to say. So you really meet and chat with some absolutely fascinating people that have intriguing stories, but a lot to say. So again, between what the chefs create, the camaraderie of the evening, the wines that are paired with each course, pretty spectacular experience. Now, the only downside is you can't control Mother Nature, and there were some very powerful winds happening leading up to the dinner and through the first part of the dinner. So, you know, imagine trying to keep everything on the tables, the stemware, the plates, and then trying to serve. Everything is served family style, but, you know, again, definitely challenging. So, once more, congratulations to Jim Denovan of Outstanding in the Field. This was done in collaboration with the Los Angeles Times Food Bowl this year and the culinary team headed by our very own Chef Andrew, who I visited him in the kitchen a couple of times, and he and Lauren, let me tell you, putting these platters together, not an easy thing. As always, we have a very full show for you today, I'm happy to say. We're going to start out with another discovery from the Natural Products Expo West, this being a company called Unite Food. And what they do is produce a line of very flavorful protein snack bars, nutrition bars, but they do it with a difference in terms of what the ingredients are and what their styles are. So we will be meeting their founder, Clara Pei, quite an entrepreneur and quite a success story for a woman-owned minority business. And I really like the product. So again, stand by. We'll be finding out what's going on with Unite Food and where you can get these delicious snack bars. And again, made with natural ingredients, no junk in them, and a lot of cleverness in terms of what the recipes for these are, using familiar ingredients that you may have not thought of to be part of a nutrition bar. Then we're talking wine. We're jumping up to the Edna Valley AVA, which is the San Luis Obispo area, talking about a very high-end winery that has a beautiful hospitality and visitor center. Strange name, Center of Effort. We will get into what that name actually means. But beautiful property, delicious wines. Their winemaker has been with them for a fairly long period of time. And a great experience to visit there, taste their wines. And also there's a whole culinary aspect to what they do. Again, happy to introduce you to Center of Effort Wines. Then we will take a jump to LA's first distillery since Prohibition, that being Green Bar Distillery. We have visited with their co-founder, Liddy Matthew, a couple times on the show over the years, not since the pandemic, but there's a whole trend in beverages now for non-alcoholic beverages that have the flavor of fully leaded cocktails. And leave it to Green Bar Distillery to have created two lines of non-alcoholic cocktails, and we will catch up with Liddy and find out what that's all about. And then, of course, ending up with Chef Andrew. So, go nowhere. We have a full show for you today. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We'll be right back.